we can gain agency over our attention. Taking a digital detox is like being on a crash diet. It might work for a while, but then we go back to our devices and right back to our bad habits. Let's instead develop lasting healthy practices for using tech. Albert Bandura was one of the most well-known social psychologists whose homesteading experience led him to study self-efficacy. Bandura grew up in a small town in northern Canada. His high school had only two teachers, and he largely took control of his own education. I was inspired by Bandura's work and believe everyone can develop agency to control their attention and distraction in the digital world. We do so many things automatically when we use our devices, like grabbing our phones or checking email, news, or social media. We can gain control by becoming intentional in our actions, which means we need to raise these unconscious actions to a conscious awareness. How can we do this? We can practice what I call meta-awareness, which means being aware of our actions as they're unfolding. When I have an urge to switch screens, I probe myself why I want to do this now. Usually it's because I'm bored or procrastinating. This helps me decide on a plan. For example, I'll continue writing until I reach the end of the section. Probing your actions is a skill that you can learn. It's become second nature for me. We can learn to be reflective and understand our actions. You can also practice forethought, which means envisioning how your current actions will affect your future self, say in the evening. So if you know that you're someone who can easily spend an hour on social media, when you have that urge to check it, visualize your future self, say at 7 p.m. Will you be relaxing on the couch, reading your favorite book, feeling fulfilled and rewarded? Or will you still be working on that deadline and stressed? That image is usually enough to stop me from going to social media. Keeping goals in mind is the best shield we have against distractions. But as we found in our research, just thinking of goals at the beginning of the day is not sufficient. We need to keep priming ourselves of our goals. The more concrete they are, the better we'll remember them. Imagine yourself sending off that finished chapter. Also, set emotional goals. How do you want to feel at the end of the day? I bet you want to feel happy and fulfilled. Instead of passively scrolling through social media and allowing tech companies to control the feeds you see, set your own agenda and be more intentional in how you use it. Think about connecting to an individual on social media and send them a message. In this way, you're circumventing the algorithmic feed. Anyone can develop agency over their attention, even if you weren't born lucky with a predisposition for good self-regulation.